Welcome back. I'm incredibly thrilled you are joining us for today's deep dive. We have a seriously monumental topic on our hands today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive shift.
It really is. We are looking at the spring 2026 hardware revolution. And I know revolution is a word that gets tossed around constantly in tech marketing.
Yeah.
But this one is genuinely reshaping how we interact with our hardware.
Yeah, the marketing hype is actually justified for once.
Right. We are talking about the exact moment artificial intelligence is being forcefully pulled out of the cloud and dropped directly onto your desk. So our mission today is to unpack a really fascinating, highly detailed tech analysis that compares the groundbreaking new processors from Intel and AMD.
It's a head-to-head battle that we haven't seen in a while.
Exactly. And we are going to figure out what this massive shift means for your daily workflow, your data security, and, of course, your next major hardware purchase.
It really is a watershed moment for the industry. But, you know, to fully appreciate what is happening right now in spring 2026, we kind of have to look back just a little bit.
And the dark ages of pre-2025.
Right, the architectural limitations of pre-2025. Back then, if you wanted to integrate AI into your workflow, whether that was, say, compiling code, generating assets, or doing heavy data analysis, you were almost entirely reliant on off-site compute.
You had to send it all away.
Exactly. You would submit your prompt, and your machine was essentially acting as a dumb terminal, sending that data across the internet to these colossal server farms run by cloud providers like OpenAI or Google.
Yeah, and those servers would process the heavy tensor math and then pipe the results back to your screen, which meant you were entirely at the mercy of API call limits, server timeouts, and of course the classic loading bar experience.
Oh, the loading bars. That was the first major flaw of the old model. Network latency. I mean, no matter how much bandwidth you had locally, routing requests through a remote data center introduces unavoidable physical lag.
You just can't beat the speed of light.
You really can't. You were often waiting several seconds for a response, making real-time fluid integration basically impossible. But the second flaw was arguably the real deal breaker for power users and businesses.
The privacy issues.
Severe privacy and security liabilities. Yep. Every single time you leverage those cloud tools, you are taking potentially proprietary data and transmitting it over the open internet to a third-party ecosystem.
Okay, let's unpack this, because this brings us to the core of today's deep dive.
Wow.
The meteoric rise of on-device AI, or the AI PC.
Yeah, the buzzword of the year.
It really is. But this isn't just a fun software gimmick for early adopters. This is a fundamental architectural change at the silicon level. Instead of querying the cloud, your local rig is handling the inference entirely offline. And looking at the sources we analyze, it seems this push wasn't actually driven by everyday consumers or gamers at all.
Not even a little bit. It was driven almost entirely by the enterprise sector. Think about, you know, hospital networks, multinational law firms, government defense contractors.
The guys with the real data compliance rules.
Exactly. By law, they cannot take a patient's medical records or highly confidential legal discovery documents and just upload them to an external API endpoint to be analyzed by a commercial language model. The compliance liability is astronomical.
Because the second that data leaves the internal network,
you lose control.
Right. You lose control over how it's stored, or worse, if it's being used to train to competitors' future models.
That is the core of the issue right there. These massive industries have been clamoring for a way to leverage local inference. They needed to process data on the employee's actual workstation, completely air-gapped from the outside world.
Which brings us to edge AI.
Right. This shift to edge AI, meaning the processing happens on the extreme edge of the network, right where the user sits, is actively dismantling the multi-billion dollar cloud AI API industry.
It's crazy to see it happen so fast.
It is. Organizations are realizing they no longer need to pay exorbitant monthly subscription fees to cloud providers, and they completely eliminate the risk of catastrophic data leaks. It's a total paradigm shift for enterprise infrastructure.
Which brings us to the featherweights fighting to dominate this new local AI landscape. Let's look at Intel first. In spring 2026, they rolled out their Arrow Lake refresh, the Core Ultra 200K Plus series.
Quite the naming convention they've got going on.
Oh, it's a mouthful. But Intel's strategy to win the AI race is honestly mind-blowing from an engineering perspective. They created this absolute behemoth of a processor by doing something radical with their memory architecture. They added 128 megabyte 3D stacked level 4 cache.
Which is huge.
It's massive. Now, to make sense of why this is such a big deal for you listening, Think about standard DDR5 RAM as a vast warehouse down the street from your office. It holds a ton of inventory, but every time you need a specific file, you have to walk down the street, find the box, and walk back.
And in computer terms, that fetch takes about 80 to 120 nanoseconds.
Which is an eternity when your Tensor cores are sitting idle waiting for data to crunch.
Yeah.
So what Intel did with this new L4 cache is essentially bolt a high-speed filing cabinet directly onto the side of your office desk.
I love that analogy.
Right. They literally stacked a separate memory chip vertically right on top of the main compute die. Now, fetching that data takes only 15 to 25 nanoseconds. It's like 5 times faster than going out to the main system memory warehouse.
It's a brilliant solution to a very specific bottleneck, but,
yes,
you know, bolting a 128 megabyte cache chip vertically onto a processor that has to be a thermal nightmare. Why go through the incredible difficulty of 3D stacking?
That's the big question.
It definitely introduces severe cooling challenges, but the performance payoff is worth it when you look at how inference actually functions. When a large language model is running locally, the compute die has to constantly access the neural network weights.
The actual brains of the model.
Exactly. These weights constitute the learned knowledge, and they are enormous. We are talking gigabytes of data that need to be shuffled around constantly.
So if you're pulling those gigabytes from the DDR5 warehouse down the street over and over again, the memory bandwidth just chokes long before the processor itself maxes out.
Right. The bottleneck isn't usually the processor's ability to do the math. It's how fast you can feed the processor the data. Compute is cheap, but moving data is expensive.
So by having that 128 megabyte L4 filing cabinet physically fused to the processor cores, Intel allows a huge portion of those heavy neural network weights to sit locally on the die.
And the latency is slashed to almost nothing. In practice, our sources note, this means an Intel Core Ultra 200K Plus can run a standard 7 billion parameter model at speeds of 45 to 55 tokens per second, completely offline.
That is incredibly fast for local compute. But here's where it gets really interesting. AMD looked at Intel's 3D cache strategy and decided to go in a completely different direction.
They took a totally different philosophical approach.
They really did. With their Ryzen AI PRO 400 series, AMD didn't focus on slapping a giant cache on top of their compute die. Instead, they put all their focus into the NPU, the neural processing unit.
A dedicated lane for AI.
Exactly. They built a dedicated NPU capable of a staggering 60 TOPS. That's trillion operations per second. I was looking at the benchmark sheets in our sources, and it noted that running that same 7 billion parameter LLM only requires about 10 to 15 TOPS of overhead.
So they've got headroom, a lot of headroom.
Tons of it. So doing the math, AMD isn't just giving you enough power to run a background assistant. They're giving you enough raw throughput to run 3 or 4 independent AI models simultaneously.
It's wild to think about.
You could have one model summarizing your unread emails, a second actively analyzing a financial spreadsheet, and a third, optimizing your webcam lighting and correcting your eye contact in real time.
Oh.
All at once. And because this is all happening on a dedicated NPU, the sources suggest your laptop fan might not even spin up.
And that highlights the stark architectural contrast between the two giants right now. Intel is relying on brute force, enormous cache sizes, and blazing fast core clock speeds to hammer through AI workloads using the main CPU.
Just powering through it.
Right. AMD, on the other hand, is leaning into architectural finesse. Their NPU provides a highly dedicated, physically optimized pathway exclusively for matrix operations and tensor multiplication, which is the specific type of math that drives inference.
It's like Intel built a massive superhighway where traditional cars can go 300 miles an hour. But AMD built a dedicated Hyperloop system exclusively for AI traffic.
That's a great way to put it.
But that makes me wonder. That's impressive for battery life, but doesn't relying entirely on the NPU mean AMD might struggle if a user throws a traditional non-AI brute force workload at it?
Yes, and that is the inherent trade-off. AMD is sacrificing some general purpose compute space on the silicon to make room for that massive NPU. However, for everyday productivity, the results are phenomenal. AMD's chip hits 50 to 65 tokens per second on that same 7 billion parameter model.
So slightly edging out Intel's 45 to 55 tokens.
Exactly. But crucially, because the NPU is purpose-built for tensor math, AMD achieves this while drawing 25 to 30% less energy than Intel.
Wow, a third less power.
Right. When we are evaluating laptops running off a battery, using a third less power to achieve superior inference performance is an undeniable victory for AMD.
So what does this all mean for you when you go to configure one of these machines? Well, unfortunately, right now, it means you are going to be paying a premium. Both of these processors carry surprisingly steep MSRPs.
Yeah, the pricing reflects a shared bottleneck that both Intel and AMD are currently navigating. Because regardless of their differing architectures, both companies rely on the exact same foundry to print their most advanced silicon.
TSMC in Taiwan.
Yep. Specifically, they are competing for space on TSMC's cutting-edge 3-nanometer manufacturing lines, the N3E process.
3 nanometers. We are literally talking about etching features the size of a few atoms. It's almost incomprehensible.
We really are operating at the absolute boundaries of physics, and that microscopic scale has triggered a major yield crisis across the industry right now.
Yield meaning the percentage of chips that actually work.
Exactly. It's the percentage of microchips on a silicon wafer that successfully pass quality control without any defects. With the older, more mature 5-nanometer technology, TSMC was achieving excellent yields, around 85% to 90%.
Which is great for manufacturing.
It is. But currently, with this bleeding-edge 3-nanometer process, the yield has plateaued at roughly 80%.
So a 10% drop. At that scale of global manufacturing, that has to be devastating for the supply chain.
It adds billions in wasted production costs. At the 3-nanometer scale, a single atomic-level dust particle landing on the silicon during photolithography can completely brick the chip.
One speck of dust.
Just one. When 20% of everything rolling off the line has to be discarded, the foundry has to charge more per functional wafer. Those costs are inevitably passed down to the hardware vendors, which is exactly why consumer prices for the Core Ultra 200K Plus and the Ryzen AI PRO 400 remain stubbornly high.
It's wild to think that a literal speck of dust in Taiwan is the reason your new workstation costs an extra few hundred dollars.
It really is.
But looking past the manufacturing drama, the architectural choices we just discussed, the 3D caching and the dedicated NPUs, they're pointing to a much broader philosophical shift in how computers are designed.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, what we are really witnessing is a slow, industry-wide migration toward a unified memory architecture within the PC ecosystem. And frankly, this is an overdue response to Apple.
Oh, the M1 chip from 2020.
Exactly. When Apple released the M1 chip, they fundamentally altered the landscape. Historically, the CPU had its own memory pool, the graphics card had a separate memory pool, and copying data between them cost an immense amount of time and electrical power.
And Apple bypassed that by placing everything on one single unified memory package, so they eliminated the need to copy data back and forth entirely. The CPU, GPU, and neural engine just grabbed from the exact same bucket.
Right. And now, here we are in 2026, and both Intel and AMD are desperately trying to engineer their way into that same efficiency.
Hence, Intel's L4 cache.
Exactly. Intel's 3D L4 cache is essentially acting as a hyper-fast shared memory pool between the main processing cores and their neural hardware. Meanwhile, AMD has introduced Infinity Fabric 4.0.
Right, I saw that in the specs.
This technology effectively triples the bandwidth between their NPU and the system's main DDR5 RAM. So it allows the AI engine to feed directly from the system memory without the traditional data copying bottlenecks.
So they haven't perfectly replicated Apple's silicon-level integration yet, but the trajectory is unmistakable. The future of standard PC hardware is a single unified memory pool feeding every component on the die.
It's the only way to keep up with the data demands of local AI.
Now, speaking of those high prices from the yield crisis, the sources highlight an interesting geographical dynamic. MSRP is really just a baseline depending on where you live. While a product launch might be quote-unquote global, access is rarely equitable.
No, the geopolitical reality of hardware procurement is a crucial aspect of this analysis.
Right. You're trying to build one of these AI workstations in a region facing heavy international trade sanctions, like Iran, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The logistical hurdles are staggering.
For tech professionals in those restricted regions, acquiring the newest silicon requires navigating a highly complex gray market of parallel imports.
The sources detail how these new processors generally arrive in those markets about 2 to 3 months after the official global launch.
It's a whole journey.
It is. They flow through major transit hubs, moving from Dubai up through Istanbul, and eventually finding their way into the computer markets of Tehran. But because this involves unofficial supply chains and numerous middlemen, buyers are usually hit with a 20 to 40% markup over the standard U.S. retail price.
And securing the processor itself is only half the battle. The true bottleneck for these system integrators is the motherboard.
Oh, right, because of the new sockets.
Exactly. Both the new Intel and AMD chips demand entirely new physical sockets to function. Intel has migrated to the LGA 1851 socket, and AMD is now utilizing AM5 Plus.
So you cannot just drop the new chip into an existing rig. You have to procure a brand new current generation motherboard, which introduces the intense complication of international trade law.
Heavy trade sanctions mean that premium motherboards from top-tier global brands like your Asus ROG or MSI Megboards, they face severe delays and scrutiny entering these parallel markets.
But the analysis points out how rapidly the hardware market adapts to blockades. It's really fascinating. Chinese hardware manufacturers, such as Colorful and Maxon, operate entirely outside of those specific Western sanction frameworks.
They step right in to fill the void.
They do. They bypass the restrictions, providing economic workarounds and ensuring that the new generation of AI hardware still penetrates the market, albeit through alternative branding.
It's a fascinating look at how cutting-edge technology inevitably finds a way to flow through the global economy, regardless of borders.
Though it's worth noting that for our listeners in places like the UAE and Saudi Arabia, there are no such restrictions. They enjoy immediate access to the premium hardware tiers at prices very close to standard global retail.
Yep, the global supply chain is complex.
Okay, so we've covered the underlying tech, the shifting architecture, and the global supply chain dynamics. It is time to deliver the final hardware verdict. If you are preparing to upgrade in this new era of on-device AI, which path should you take?
Let's segment this by your actual daily workflow. If you are purchasing a commercial or business laptop, a machine you'll be carrying to offsite meetings, working on flights, and relying on for daily productivity, the verdict strongly favors AMD.
The battery life is just too good to ignore.
Exactly. The Ryzen AI PRO400 is the undisputed champion there. That 60 TOPS NPU combined with its superior battery efficiency means you can run powerful background inference tasks all day without constantly hunting for a wall outlet.
But if you were building a heavy desktop workstation, say you're a video editor, a 3D animator, or a developer running intense code, compiles alongside local models, Intel takes the crown here.
Hands down.
The Core Ultra 200K Plus, equipped with that insanely fast 3D stacked L4 cache, gives you a level of brute force where the traditional CPU and the neural hardware can work in tandem to smash through sustained heavy-duty workloads.
And finally, for pure gaming. If your primary metric is frame rates and rasterization, the verdict is a definitive tie.
Really, a tie?
Yeah. Truthfully, NPUs do not contribute meaningfully to pure gaming performance right now. For that specific use case, you still want to allocate your budget toward a dedicated graphics card, something like an RTX 5090. The traditional GPU remains the undisputed king of gaming.
So there you have it. The era of the AI PC is officially here. Artificial intelligence has moved out of the cloud and is now living directly inside the silicon on your desk. The core takeaway from all of this is that choosing your next processor is no longer a standard, run-of-the-mill consumer upgrade.
It really isn't.
With software rapidly pivoting to rely on local inference, choosing between Intel's cache-heavy brute force and AMD's dedicated NPU finesse is a multi-year strategic professional decision.
This raises an important question, though, something to really consider as we watch these local chips become exponentially more capable.
What's that?
Well, if edge AI successfully moves all major AI processing locally to our own desks and actively destroys the cloud API business model, like we discussed earlier, what is going to happen to the trillions of dollars currently being poured into massive, power-hungry cloud data centers?
Oh, wow.
Right. Will the cloud regress to just being a dumb storage drive, leaving these massive facilities completely obsolete?
That is a phenomenal point. We've built these sprawling digital cities to crunch AI, and suddenly we might not need them to do the thinking anymore. We're going to leave you to ponder the economic and architectural implications of that one. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep exploring, keep questioning the tech world around you, and we will catch you next time.